Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today. On the occasion of 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar, Mr. Modi will participate in Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal and also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects. Prime Minister will also inaugurate Dathia and Satna airports to boost last-mile air connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Ghat construction works worth over 860 crore rupees on Shipra River. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has warned that if Pakistan carries out any terrorist act against India, it will have to face the consequences and suffer defeat. He said India will not hesitate and will use every method to root out the menace of terrorism. Mr. Singh was addressing officers and sailors on board India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, INS Vikrant, off the Goa coast yesterday. The defence minister said Operation Sindoor is not just a military action but India's frontal assault against terrorism.
हमारी आर्मी फोर्सेज ने जिस गति गहराई और स्पष्टता के साथ कार्रवाई की वह अपने में अद्भुत था वह बेमिसाल था उसने न केवल आतंकवादियों की बल्कि उन्हें पालने पोसने वाले सरपरस्तों को भी स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि भारत अब सहन नहीं करता है भारत अब सीधा जवाब देता है
The defense minister called for the handing over of terrorists like Hafiz Saeed and Masood Azhar to India. The second meeting of the High-Level Task Force on the Development of Poultry, Fisheries and Dairy in the Northeast was held via video conference yesterday, chaired by Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu. The meeting was attended by Union Donor Minister Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya, Arunachal Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha, Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang and officials from the Manipur and Sikkim governments. The meeting reviewed state-wise updates and proposals, discussed current practices and addressed challenges related to market linkages and infrastructure. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind and uplift your spirit. This morning, let us get acquainted with the widely practiced yoga sadhanas. The widely practiced yoga sadhanas are Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, Bandhas and Mudras, Shaktikarmas, Yuktahara, Mantra Japa, Yukta Karma and others. We will explore each of these sadhanas step by step in our upcoming series. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang has expressed deep sorrow over the tragic loss of life caused yesterday by a rockfall in the Pagala Pahar area along National Highway 29. Extending his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family, Zeliang noted on social media platform X that this marks the third such fatal incident on NH29 in as many years, with similar tragedies reported in 2023 and 2024. He informed that the rockfall occurred in a section where Valley Side Road restoration is ongoing after being previously washed away by the river. While the installation of rockfall barriers and netting by MS McAferry Private Limited is in progress, the affected stretch remains incomplete due to the ongoing restoration work. Mr. Zeliang assured that the matter will be taken up urgently with NHIDCL to ensure immediate and comprehensive safety measures. He also reiterated the state government's commitment to supporting the implementing agency and prioritizing commuter safety. World No Tobacco Day is being observed today to raise awareness against the dangers of using tobacco. The day is a global initiative by the World Health Organization, WHO, to end the use of tobacco. A report.
According to WHO, an estimated 1.3 billion people consume tobacco worldwide, which is one of the leading causes of preventable death. India is also the second largest consumer and producer of tobacco. According to the Global Youth Tobacco Survey 2019, 8.5% of school students in the age group of 13 to 15 consume tobacco in different forms across the country. The theme for this year is Bright Products, Dark Intentions, Unmasking the Appeal, which focuses on highlighting the hidden dangers of tobacco products that come in appealing flavors and packaging. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Principal Secretary of the Election Commission of India, N.T. Bhutia, held a meeting with Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland, Bhagyashri Banayat and her team of officers at CEO Office Chamber, Kohima, yesterday. The meeting discussed on matters relating to conduct of elections, special summary revision of electoral rules, infrastructures including manpower, IT, office building, among others. The principal secretary will be visiting some polling stations in Kohima, Chumukedima and Dimapur and will have interaction with the booth level officers. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.